Chapter 5. Gulliver in Danger. But the Emperor of Lilliput wasn't satisfied.
"I want to take over Blefuscu," he told Gulliver.
Gulliver thought that was going too far. "I won't make people into slaves," he said. This made the Emperor cross. Then some messengers arrived from Blefuscu, hoping to make peace. When they met Gulliver, they invited him for a visit. This made the Emperor furious.
"Rumph," he said crossly. "I suppose you can go, if you must."
Gulliver thought he'd better stay in Lilliput and try to keep the Emperor happy. He stayed quietly in his temple until one night he was woken by shouting.
"Help, Gulliver! The palace is on fire!"
People were frantically fighting the fire, but flames were licking the roof. Gulliver, who was taller than the tallest ladder, threw water over the palace to save it. After this, the Emperor was happy again for a while. Gulliver began to enjoy life, although he kept thinking of home. But most people were very kind to him. 300 tailors made him a new blue suit, and 300 chefs cooked him tasty meals every day. "Mmm, that smells good." One evening, the Emperor even visited Gulliver with his family. They all sat down to a wonderful feast at Gulliver's table. "Will I ever eat full-sized food again?" But Gulliver's problems didn't go away. Flimnap, who was in charge of the Emperor's money, didn't like Gulliver. He said he cost too much.
"Your Highness, he eats far too much."
"I see what you mean."
The Emperor listened to what Flimnap said. It was true. Gulliver was very expensive. Late one night, Gulliver had a visitor, an important noble from the palace. He kept his face hidden.
"Listen carefully. Your life is in danger."
He had come with a warning.
"Flimnap is turning everyone against you. Your enemies have written a list of your crimes. They say you're a traitor," he said.
"Gulliver is not to be trusted."
"Even worse, they say you're plotting against the Emperor. They want you killed. Flimnap wants to set your temple on fire and shoot poisoned arrows at you."
Gulliver turned pale.
"Not all of the nobles want to kill you," the man added. "Some say you should only be blinded. But even the Emperor wants to give you less food to save money. You must leave now."